Perth Live. The latest from the Claremont serial killings trial.
At 24 and a half after five, Nine News court reporter Tegan Sapwell has been watching developments right throughout the day. They're sitting into the evening. Tegan, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ollie.
So the trial is now into its second week, and in fact, you've heard from the man who had an affair with Bradley Robert Edwards' first wife. He's taking the stand.
He is, and he's actually still giving evidence at the moment. Quite unusually for the court, it's sitting late tonight till about 8 o'clock to accommodate his evidence so that he can testify via video link from the UK. So it's all still unfolding while we're chatting now. But yeah, already some quite traumatic revelations there this afternoon.
What's he had to say so far, Tegan?
Well, interestingly, his evidence has been in direct contradiction in some parts to Bradley Robert Edwards' first wife. So he's been testifying about how his relationship began with Edwards' first wife, and he was saying that they were lovers before he moved into the couple's home, that they were intimate while Bradley Robert Edwards was in the house and spoken about some of that detail. And he said that, you know, when he spoke to his lover about it, he thought that she was playing a dangerous game.
Is there any correlation between any of the murders, Tegan, and this affair?
Well, that's the link that prosecutors are trying to make. So they're basically trying to prove that every time Bradley Robert Edwards' personal life was in turmoil, he would go out and attack women he didn't know. Now, obviously, the defence is denying this. They're saying that, you know, he wasn't in turmoil and there's no evidence that he was in turmoil. And so that's why this evidence is so significant.
Tegan, we'll see your report in Channel 9 News tonight at 6 o'clock and I'll let you get back into the court. Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time.
Thanks, Ollie.
9 News court reporter Tegan Sapwell, she's sitting through all the developments there in the Claremont serial killings trial.